Yeah, you know, I don't know that that's the deal. You know, you guys out in the sticks that don't have to deal with the extra noise that a vertical brings in a game, and if you can get some radials down, they're pretty. You know, they can get pretty good low angle, and you get that low angle stuff going on. That now you're talking good DX antenna. You know, but it says that's what is that what you're looking for, right? You know, a lot of guys want to put up a wire on 80 because they want to do that cloud burner stuff. And, you know, you're going to be frustrated. You'll have this big, fancy vertical, and, you know, and everybody's talking, you know, in the area here. And, you know, and you're odd man out. And, you know, it's like, you got to decide what you want to do with it. But a vertical can be very effective for, if you get it, the ground radios out there, you get the thing, you know, efficient, playing efficiently, and get a decent one, you know, like one of these ones that's, you know, not a terrible compromise. So these trap verticals and stuff, they're just, you know, gimmicky. They're not gimmicky, they work, but, you know, there are compromises all over the place, bandwidth, everything. But you get one of these Titan, you know, Gap Titans or the 05 or whatever they're called, these really good ones, and get a good radio system down. Yeah, you know what, you know, you could be a champ in Europe and stuff, so who knows?